And before we go today, I wanted to take another couple of minutes before we hit the last portion of our hour here with the extended news at noon, because I wanted just to try to bring some levity to the day. I know we just talked to Kate a few minutes ago with Coffee with Kate, but I also want to talk to the Butler YMCA. And Jill Zuria is with us. She's the Director of Marketing and Strategies, or Marketing Strategies, I should say, and Development with the Butler YMCA, of course, a couple of different locations. But we're going to be talking about the Butler Y today. Jill, thank you very much for joining me. Appreciate your time.
No problem at all, Tracy. Doing our best from our remote offices.
Right. So you are one I want to make sure that I talk to, because last week, I don't know what day we're on. You know, it's one of those things that you're like, what day is today? It is Monday, though, folks. So it is Monday the 30th. But since I started working remotely, you know, I tried to put in a new routine into my day, which most people are trying to do. One of that I've tried to dedicate to exercise. And yet I'm now trying to scramble with trying to find something to exercise to. And you guys have the answer. So tell me what you're doing at the Butler Y.
Absolutely, Tracy. Yeah, so, you know, we closed our doors down, unfortunately, on March 17th, which I can't believe. It's already been a couple weeks. And we had to scramble. We knew, you know, we talked to a lot of our members and the leadership team. We sat together, and within an hour, we're like, all right, let's do this. Let's put this virtual Y together, this on-demand free service for the community, whether or not you're a member of the Butler Y, or you just live in the area, and you want to feel connected, you know, to what you were doing prior. So we put together the virtual Y that within 48 hours, actually.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
It was a little crazy. We have some wonderful staff that put in some extra time with me to kind of cobble together this, and it's actually just continues to grow every single day since March 17th, and we hope to keep it up actually when we open our doors up, because it's become so popular.
Right.
So what it is you can just, if you just go to our website, to the Butler Y, you'll see the on the main homepage, on the landing page, it says learn more about our virtual Y, and you can click right over, or you can just search it probably at this point. But it takes you to a page where, you know, whether you want to work out with your favorite trainers and instructors from the Butler Y, they're right there, some of their Facebook Live workouts that we've been posting out as well over the last 2 weeks.
Now, Jill, let me ask you, let me ask you this. So when we go on there, do we have the option to, like, do a biking class, a weightlifting class? I mean, do we have a choice of what we'd like to do?
Yes, absolutely. There's a ton of options that we were quickly able to get on there. So a couple things, because we are with the YMCA and we're have a national presence. So we put on there what is called Y360 virtual workouts, and there are tons of workouts there across multiple categories, whether you're looking for some light yoga or you want an advanced weight training class. So that was the first thing that we were able to put on the site, because that was available to us because we are part of the YMCA organization. So that was just wonderful. But then we quickly realized that people miss their favorite instructors. So if you were going to, you know, a senior, you know, chair class where you're lifting light weights, and that's something you want to continue doing, we've been able to put some of those up as well. So if it's mostly if you have weights, if you have bands, Tracy, things like that, but there are, workouts for all levels and all age groups. We've also partnered, with our staff to put some recipes on there. You know, everybody seems to be cooking and take advantage of extra time and just with things like that.
Well, I joke, Joe, with my family that I'm trying to learn how to cook, because I realize once I'm home how dependent on, you know, takeout I was on. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't even really know how to cook that well.
Right, exactly, yes. I have a wonderful husband, thank goodness, so he does our cooking.
Right.
So I have a hall pass. But, yeah, really there's pretty much everything. And you can also do, virtual personal training. So that's the newest thing that we're starting to realize, that people are maybe want to do a one-on-one session with the instructor that they were working with prior, and that is open as well. So people can call their favorite instructor, text them, and they can set those sessions up, and they can continue a package that maybe they bought, you know, a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago. So we're just doing our best to offer everything that they had, except we're just not face-to-face. We're not in the building.
Right. But of course, it's still such a benefit, because as I was talking to you before we started, you know, I had tried to dedicate some time to exercise. And so, you know, well, for somebody who's not used to this, I've done the treadmill a couple days and I've done the bike a couple days. And then after a while, it's like, okay, what else can I do? You know, it's, you want to mix it up a little bit. So this is a perfect option, because isn't rotating exercises important in the first place?
It is, absolutely. You really don't, you know, you should be doing at least 30 minutes of physical activity every single day, right? And you don't want muscle memory to kind of settle in, and you don't want to get bored. And during this time, I mean, we're all feeling a little anxious, and it feels so good to get up and get those endorphins moving, and your body, your muscles. It just makes us feel better. And if you're spending time in the house and you don't have weights, you know, you could, it's surprising what you can do without having a complete gym in your house. I don't have one, but I can still work out with, you know, my favorite instructors during the week. And that, and that's, you know, kind of cool. Take two cans of beans that you have in a pantry. Maybe take a duffel bag that you have in your house, fill it up with bottles of water, right? That's a great weight. You could definitely do some things with that. So we're really trying to be creative, Tracy, during this time, because we understand some people have a gym at home, some people don't. They just have a very small space in their living room.
So let's
want to be able to take care.
Absolutely. I was just thinking of the many steps I've gone up and down doing laundry. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, this is good. I just have to keep going up and down. So you can use your home. You can use items within your home to exercise. So Jill, again, Jill is talking with us, and right now we're talking about the Butler YMCA. But real quick before we run out of time, everything you mentioned to us, that is on your website. We can go in and click on the virtual YMCA for the Butler area. But aren't you producing some Facebook Lives throughout the week, five from Rose Y, the Rosie Schneider, and then the Butler Y?
Yes, we are. So, you know, by popular demand, everybody who was going to the classes, you know, we offer tons of classes at both branches every single day throughout the day. And so we are producing five group exercise classes per week, per branch location, again, one in Butler. But it doesn't matter where you are, and it doesn't matter if you're a member. All you have to do is follow us on our Facebook pages. And you could actually take advantage of all 10, Tracy. So we made sure that when we set up our schedule each week that they don't overlap. And to be quite honest, it doesn't matter if they do overlap, because you can jump on our Facebook page and you'll see the workouts. They stay on there. They don't disappear right away. So even if you're busy working from your home office and you can't join us at 9 a.m. advanced weight training class or yoga, that's okay. Later on in the day, when you have a moment, just pop onto our Facebook site and you'll see the live workout right there. And we're also putting all of those live workouts on our virtual Y. So we're taking them from Facebook, you know, from the YouTube video, actually, and we're putting them on the virtual Y. So really, there's no excuse to not keep moving during this, you know, this change in our lives, right?
Jill Zoria, she's the Director of Marketing Strategies and Development for the YMCAs in our area. Rosie Schneider, of course, Butler Y. Most of us would attend the Butler Y, but there are a lot of folks that go down to Cranberry as well. But now it doesn't matter. You can be in your living room and you can still participate and start an activity and be able to go online. Again, if you want to go online, it's bcfymca.org/virtual YMCA, or you can go to the Facebook page of the YMCA and get those 10 free Facebook Live workouts per week, some from Rose E and then some from Butler. So Jill, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today, and I need to go check this out a little bit later, and we will work out together. How's that?
Hey, I think that sounds fun. It was great talking to you, Tracy. Thanks so much.